Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you to our build-up session today, the 16th of the month of October 2025. To God be all the glory. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and all the praise. You are good. You are good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word and to be built up in our faith. Our hearts are open and our minds are open in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today. And I bring you God's word in our build-up session on a title, Amplify the Gospel Cry, or Amplify Your Gospel Cry. And you are going to understand about it. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58. I'll read the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58, beginning from verse number 1. It's only verse number 1 anyway. Isaiah 58 and verse number 1. From the King James translation, the Bible says, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin." Did you hear that? Let me take it again. "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin." Let me read it for you from the Contemporary English Version also, from the CEV. Thank you, Lord Jesus. "Shout the message." Hear that. He says, shout the message. Don't hold back. Shout the message. Don't hold back. That's how it says it. Now I'm saying the topic today is amplify the gospel cry. You see? He says lift up your voice. How loud is your cry for the gospel? How loud is the voice of the gospel in your life? Blessed be God. He says don't relent. And that means do more for the gospel. You see? So you amplify the gospel cry by increasing your effort for the gospel. When you look at the efforts you are doing in the gospel mandate, you amplify. To amplify, it means you're not changing the message, but you make it louder. You make it louder. So you increase your efforts in the gospel. He says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Blessed be God. Show my people their transgression. In other words, release the message of God on the people, but with a cry that is loud. You see, with a voice that is loud. You are not changing the message, but you are increasing the volume. Blessed be God. So I'm saying, amplify your gospel cry. Amplify your gospel cry. Now, when you amplify the gospel cry, what I'm saying is, you increase your efforts for the gospel. Increase your efforts. This is what God wants. When you see yourself last year, the past 2 years, how has it been in terms of your effort in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? In the propagation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? He says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Blessed be God. Oh, glory to God. And when that voice of the gospel is louder, when you increase your efforts, there are two things that happen. Number one is that you emphasize on the message. You see? You're crying loud for the gospel. Your amplification of the gospel cry does these two things. Number one is to emphasize. And when you are dealing with emphasizing, you are literally registering the necessity of the message. You are not giving up on people. You understand? You register that you understand the necessity, the weight of this message. So when you cry aloud, when you increase your efforts for the gospel, number one is for emphasis. So you didn't just say it once. No, you add your efforts for emphasis because you know the power of God in this message. Remember our previous sessions, we were looking at several things concerning the gospel, and we talked about Romans chapter number 1. I think we were centering on Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 16, where Paul tells us that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. He understood the message. So on this first thing, on this first point about laying the emphasis by crying aloud, by increasing your efforts for the gospel, you are emphasizing on the importance of this message on the spirits of the people. You know what this message means. You know therein is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth. Glory to God. You are amplifying your gospel cry. You are amplifying the cry of the gospel by increasing your efforts in the gospel, so that there is emphasis. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even if it is one person that you are targeting, even if it is one person that you are ministering to, or you're telling them about Jesus, let me tell you, it is worth it. Sometimes you go there several times, you talk to them today, they seem not to be interested. You talk to them tomorrow, they seem not to be interested. Sometimes they would give their hearts to Christ after several times. But what investment are you doing in the gospel cry? Are you making it louder? Even towards one person, that means there's going to be more emphasis with increased efforts. Sometimes you could add new strategies towards the same person. Sometimes you would change strategies. Blessed be God. It means increasing your efforts for the gospel, making it louder. Mantoko rabasata razia. Now, I want to show you something else here. In Matthew chapter number 18, begin from verse number 11. Matthew chapter number 18, beginning from verse number 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Did you see that? And verse number 12 says, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? Look at the risk. Look at the effort. The man goes to the mountain. The shepherd goes to the mountain looking only for one. Look at the amount of energy invested in searching for the sheep. But yet there are not many. The 99 are already secured, but he goes after one. This begins to tell you the value of a single soul in the eyes of God. And just like God values them so, he wants us to value them so. You have the value of God in your spirit. You are looking at a single person, but you have got that same value that God has for their lives. Blessed be God. And you can increase your efforts for the gospel, even towards that particular target. It doesn't matter how many they are. You are laying emphasis of the message. He says, make it louder. Zekuta kalamande rebosaya. Zekapate kerebosita rabaya. Amplify your gospel cry. He says, cry aloud. Spare not. Spare not. Lift up your voice. I remember, he says, lift up the voice like a trumpet. I remember several years ago, I began to talk to a certain young man about Jesus Christ several years ago. We were almost age mates, almost. And I reached an extent where I added strategies. I had to buy some food, you know, buy some drinks, and I invited him home. You see, I had to strategize. I had to create an environment. I had to make an investment of time and some resources for the gospel. You see, I did all of that to communicate my love for him and to have an opportunity to tell him about Jesus Christ. I went that far. He says the shepherd goes up to the mountain looking even for one. What efforts have you made even for one? Remember, the topic is amplify your gospel cry. Don't stay at the same level. He says, cry aloud, spare not. He says, shout the message. Mehi tokora basandarahadis. Thank you, Lord. Now, apart from emphasizing, apart from the aspect of laying emphasis on the aspect of increasing your efforts, on the aspect of amplifying the gospel cry, the second aspect there is about the widening of the coverage. Number one, you shout loud, you increase your efforts, even towards one person, for the sake of laying emphasis because you understand the necessity of the message. But secondly, is to widen the coverage. You see, when you shout loud the gospel, when you increase your efforts, when you increase your strategies, when you increase your effort for the gospel, you shout the message, is so that many can hear. You see, if your cry is not as high in terms of the volume, only those that are closer to you, they can hear. But now you graduate from there so that you make sure you shout louder so that many people get to hear the message. Blessed be God. So you are not just satisfied in reaching one person. You are not just satisfied in reaching five people. No, you understand Jesus died for the whole world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Not God loved your neighbor. Not God loved only Israel. God so loved the whole world. You understand? So you widen the coverage by shouting louder. Oh my goodness. By amplifying the voice of the gospel. By amplifying the gospel cry. You widen the coverage so that you can reach many. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Because you understand His love is for everybody. Remember, let me just read it to you. Matthew chapter number 28. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. Make your cry for the gospel louder. That's the message today. That means multiply your efforts for the gospel. I begin from verse number 18, Matthew chapter number 28. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Not some nations. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Man take it abasatalaya. Oh, glory to God. When you cry louder, when you amplify the gospel cry, when you carry that trumpet, you widen the coverage. When you multiply your efforts for the gospel, you widen the coverage of reach of people. Now you can reach so many because you understand the mandate is to all nations. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Man tekira barako zarahaya. Let me read you another one. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Beginning from verse number 46. Le gabarako satarahadia. Lehe buruhoso montoko rabadarabaziada. Oh, the Lord is working in your heart right now by the Spirit. As you are paying attention and listening to this message, you are motivated spiritually. You are stirred inside of you. The light of God is coming inside of you. You are strengthened in your faith, even towards the gospel mandate. Le gabarako satarahaya. Multiplying your efforts for the gospel. Zekata karabazeteribosia. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 46. Luke chapter number 24. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. He says, among all nations. It should be preached among all nations, among all people groups. Oh my goodness. He is no respecter of people. Everyone else, it doesn't matter, other people, they don't like them. You see what? But make the gospel cry louder. He said, shout the message. Increase the volume for the message. Increase the volume for the gospel. My God. You see, when you put your resources, you are multiplying your efforts for the gospel. You put your money, you put your time, a lot of prayer, new strategies. Like as a ministry, you know, we are doing lots of online programs. Now, those online programs, they are saving, number one, emphasis, but also the widening of coverage. We're emphasizing the message. We understand how important this message is. We cannot keep it ourselves. No, this is the power of God unto salvation that to every man that believeth. Oh, glory to God. So every week, I'm preaching the gospel, teaching God's word. Because you see what? A layer is added, a layer of emphasis. I'm laying emphasis on the message. And at the same time, we are reaching many people at once. You see, we are widening the coverage. Blessed be God. So you put your resources there. You see, you put your energy there. He says, shout louder. He says, multiply your efforts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, cry aloud. Spare not. You don't even spare your resources. Do you know what it means to become extravagant for the gospel? Do you remember the woman with the alabaster box? Do you remember she poured this precious perfume on Jesus, and the disciples, they say, to what intent did this waste? Some, they called it a waste, but Jesus says, leave this woman alone. She has done it in preparation of my body for burial. Jesus accepted that sacrifice. Your eyes have got to be on God. You pour your love for him, even in amplifying the gospel cry. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, now, in the coming year, the Lord tarrying, there will be other programs to continue to increase the reach. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Let me read it to you. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 1 and verse number 8. Oh my God. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Oh my God. That power doesn't make you idle. How could you receive the power of the Holy Ghost and be silent? How could you receive the power of the Holy Ghost and not be active for Jesus Christ in the gospel mandate? No, it is time to amplify the voice of the gospel. It is time to amplify the cry of the gospel, to carry the trumpet. Oh, thank you, Lord. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That means to the ends of the earth, because God loves everybody, because Jesus Christ died for the whole world. He did not only die for Malawians, no, not only for Africans, it's for the whole world. That's why you must be daring in your steps for the gospel. Yes, you must be daring. The Bible says, spare not. Do you know what that means? It means remove the boundaries. The boundaries you have set for yourself. I can only go that far. I can only reach this one. No, remove the boundaries. As you are laying emphasis of the gospel message towards one person, because God values even a single soul, you widen the coverage. You multiply your efforts even in widening the coverage for the gospel. Lego paradaba sandarabaya. Understanding that the mandate is to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. What is your contribution in the spreading of the gospel to the ends of the earth? Pray everywhere, pray everywhere. Something is happening in your spirit. Oh, the Holy Ghost is working inside of you. As you are listening to this message and as you are praying along, the Holy Ghost is setting you upon the feet. Yes, you are going to shout loud the message. Yes, you are going to contribute towards the propagation of the gospel, the expansion of God's work in this age. He says, cry loud, spare not. You become daring in the gospel mandate, widening the coverage and laying emphasis, because you understand this is the only means. It is the power of God unto salvation. That's where God has put his power. Oh my God. Other people may call it foolish, but listen to me. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, the Bible says. He has embedded his power in the gospel. The Bible says he has chosen the foolishness of the gospel. Yes, for the salvation of men, to confound those that think they are wise. Blessed be God. Align yourself with God's will. Align yourself with God's purpose. Blessed be God. He is working in you a good work. Say yes to the call of God. Say yes. Yes to the will of God in your life. Your Your mind is open to ideas. Your mind is open to strategies for the gospel. You shall not be silent. You shall not be idle. Lega parozoto ko shalabaya. Redebeye keterebo sandarabaya. Yakato karebaria namando robosia. The gospel. Yes, it's going to burn inside of you like fire shut up in your bones by the power of the Holy Ghost. Leka kituki yamaso kotoku rabababaya. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor. Oh, sera barakata karabaya. Oh, hallelujah. And in case you bumped into this message, you've never given your heart to Jesus, you're not born again, this is your time to give your heart to Jesus. Yes, you can follow me in this prayer from the bottom of your heart. Say, dear God, I come to you believing that Jesus is the Son of the living God. I believe you sent him to die for me. I believe he rose again from the dead by your power. I believe he is alive forevermore now. Yes, I receive eternal life as I confess right now that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life beginning today. I receive eternal life. Oh, I will live with you forever. Thank you for accepting me. I'm now born again in the name of Jesus. Amen. Congratulations. If you said those words, if you have never been born again, congratulations, you're born again right now. And you can reach us out. There'll be contacts on the poster there. You can reach us out so that we can help you further in developing your faith in your journey of, you know, in a journey of faith with the Lord. Blessed be God forever. And to the rest of you for joining me today, I say God richly bless you. Listen to this message again and again. There's something that is happening in your spirit, and something has been deposited. There's a work of the Holy Ghost happening right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. God bless you, everyone. Thank you so much.